I'd like to call this meeting to order. This is the regular session of the Mayor and Council of the City of Bisbee, County of Cochise, and State of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, February 21st, 2017, at 7 p.m. in the Bisbee Municipal Building, 118 Arizona Street, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson?
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis?
Present.
Mayor David Smith?
Present.
Councilmember Bill Higgins?
Present.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas?
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom?
Here.
City staff Richard Marsh, City Manager Ashley Coronado, City Clerk Carrie Bagley, Finance Director Andy Heratic, Public Works Director Albert Echave, Police Chief Mark Berlinet, Fire Chief Britt Hansen, City Attorney.
Thank you. For the invocation tonight, I'd like us to have a moment of silence. Of more of a joyous nature, and thinking about our neighbors to the south, thinking about our friends in Mexico, thinking about our commonality of both culture and tourism and economics and just plain friendship. Let's take a minute and think about that. Thank you. Would you please stand for our pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks so much. Please be seated. Before I go any further, I'd like to indicate that we have a number of dignitaries in our audience. And I'd like to start with Robert Uribe, who is the mayor of Douglas. And thank you, Mayor, for being with us. We appreciate it very much. We have our city manager of Douglas. We have a number of people. We have Jorge Aspergel, Council of Mexico. Lorenzo Villegas, the president of NACO. And Angelica Lopez, who is the translator with him. And I believe, am I missing anybody?
Yes.
I'm missing a lot of people. Thank you all for being here. We're all dignitaries in our mind. You're all dignitaries. So the first thing I'd like to say under my announcements is I want to thank Leonard Temby. Maybe he's watching as he's streaming. Leonard has made a kind donation once again to the City of Bisbee Fire Department. He has presented the fire department with a portable light unit, which is fantastic. It's under the new lighting system, and it's something that, quite honestly, we're going to talk to Chief Bernalite about borrowing occasionally for some of our city activities. So thank you very much if you're watching. Leonard, we truly appreciate your continued assistance to us. The next thing I'd like to do is I'd like to read a proclamation. This is a proclamation of the Mayor and Council of the City of Bisbee, acknowledging and declaring the city's special relationship with La República de los Estados Unidos Mexicanos and La Estada de Sonora. Whereas the city of Bisbee, Arizona was founded near the border with the state of Sonora, Mexico, and whereas due to this proximity, the city and Sonora and their residents have developed a special relationship with one another, and whereas this special relationship has included trade, travel, and common culture, and whereas many residents of the city and the surrounding area have Sonoran roots, further fostering this relationship. And whereas it is in the best interests of the city and Sonora to continue to cultivate this special relationship and to develop additional cross-border trade, culture, entertainment, and travel opportunities for their citizens. Now, therefore, the Mayor and Council of the City of Bisbee, County of Cochise, State of Arizona, hereby proclaim their feelings of friendship with the State of Sonora, the Republic of Mexico, and the residents thereof, and the city's intent to further foster this special relationship in order to provide its citizens with additional cross-border trade, cultural, entertainment, and travel opportunities. In witness thereof, I have hereunder set my hand and caused the great seal of the city of Bisbee to be affixed this 21st day of February, 2017, David M. Smith, Mayor. And I would like our council and our mayor of NACO to meet me down here so I could present these. And I would ask for the council to please convey this to the mayor of Agua Prieta, if he would, please. Thank you.
Mayor, quiero decir en español que es un gran honor que tenemos aquí esta noche el presidente municipal de NACO. Según un acuerdo firmado entre NACO y Bisbee, somos ciudades hermanas. Entonces, los ciudadanos de Bisbee y los ciudadanos de NACO, ahora no solo estamos amigos, somos hermanos. Due to our sister city relationship, we are no longer just Bisbee and NACO residents, not only just friends, amigos, but we're now brothers and sisters. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for attending and letting us show a small token of our friendship and our continuing working relationship. We have no call to the public, but don't worry, we have people signed up for later. All right. Under general business, accounts payable.
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $253,590.97.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Higgins. Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember.
We have a call to the public.
I didn't realize we had to sign up for the call to the public.
Yes, do you have a statement or a question?
I have a statement.
Okay, would you?
Okay.
Yes, we do have a sign-up sheet.
I'm sorry.
That's all right, ma'am.
My first time.
That's quite all right. Well, welcome. You have 3 minutes, and we are at your
okay.
attention.
Well, I my name is Elsa DeWitt. My address is 86 Pima Drive, Ward 3. So, okay. And I just want to thank you for that proclamation. It's very timely. And I think we all realize what is going on in our United States at the moment in regards to our undocumented immigrants. It's kind of like the elephant in the room. So I think it is important that we make these kinds of gestures toward our neighbor, given that they are so close, it must be affecting our community. I understand and I think there are a number of undocumented immigrants living here in our area. They provide financial support to our community, and I think it's important for us to support them. Okay? I don't know what the city's stance is going to be in
in enforcing the expulsion, if that does happen. I would like to know what that is. Okay. I'm so nervous, but I'm so glad you're all here. I know we have I believe we have a moral obligation to stand with our neighbors and our friends and our community members that are affected by this. And I think we have some financial motivation as well, as you stated, trade, tourism. So the sheriff of Maricopa County made a stance today that they will not evict their undocumented immigrants unless they have a court order to do so. And so that might be a possibility here. And that's it.
Thank you, ma'am. For your benefit in the future, under call to the public, you can make statements, you may ask questions, but we were not able to answer those questions because it's not on the agenda. But we can certainly find those answers, and you can contact me personally, and I'll be happy to discuss it with you. And thank you.
Can I ask one question on one of the accounts payable?
Absolutely.
The bus operating service for Douglas, City of Douglas?
Uh-huh.
What is that?
We have a contract with the City of Douglas for the Bisbee bus. They provide the driving for the city bus and associated costs with that. And so they, in fact, get paid through a grant that we receive. So I hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah.
There is a transfer of funds, and, of course, that does come. We receive funding from our grant source, and then they receive funding from us for the service.
So it's grants?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes, those are grant funds. Yes, sir. Anything else? All right, we have a motion and we have a second. Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Consent agenda. There'll be items A through H, which I will read. Before I go, does anybody have anybody on the council wish any of these items to be pulled?
I would like to pull item F.
All right. We'll pull item F. So we have A, approval of the appointment of Dan Callahan to the Arizona Advisory Committee. And I'm sorry, that's Airport Advisory Committee. B, approval of the resignation of Kurt Minnick to the Bisbee Arts Commission. C, approval of the appointment of Renee Harper to the Evergreen Cemetery Committee. D, approval of the appointment of K. Drew Wilkinson to the Bisbee Arts Commission. E, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the City of Bisbee for the Memorial Day weekend Vietnam Traveling Wall at Vista Park from Thursday, May 24th, 2017 through Monday, May 29th, 2017 from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. And I'm sorry, Mr. Dunn, which item?
F.
Well, I guess we're right there, aren't we? G, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the Bisbee Radio Project, Inc., KBRP, for an event to be held at the Bisbee Royale, 94 Main Street on Saturday, April 1st, 2017, from 4 p.m. to 11:59 p.m. Ryan Bruce, applicant. H, approval of a liquor license application for the Copper Queen Hotel, located at 101 Howell Avenue, Bisbee, Arizona. Helen Lampinen, applicant.
It's actually 11 Howell Avenue. It's a typo.
Thank you. That would be 11 Howell Avenue, Bisbee, Arizona. Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through E and G through H.
I second it.
Thank you. Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item F, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the City of Bisbee for an event to be held at the Vista Park from Thursday, May 25th, 2017 through Monday, May 29th, 2017. Mr. Dunn.
I guess I'm just raising the question, is this necessary? I don't quite. This is the memorial honoring the Vietnam Wall for Memorial Day. This is certainly, the park is in a family neighborhood. This, I see by the application, is it says here at some point there was a comment that the city has never requested the liquor license for itself before. So this is kind of a first time, and I'm kind of wondering why we're doing this.
Well, this is the way that we will fund the bringing the wall to Bisbee. That was initially, this is how we were going to fund bringing the wall. This is how we were going to fund bringing the wall back. And and that was basically to fund the event and the entire weekend event. We were going to use the proceeds from the sales of that, and that's how we'll fund the event. That's how we'll pay to put the event on. But that was one.
Okay.
Anything further? Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve consent agenda item F.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Mr. Davis.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Nay.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 6-1. Under old business, discussion and possible approval of ordinance O-17-02, authorizing the sale and transfer of city property located adjacent to 513 F Bailey Hill. We have one person signed up, but I'll be darned if I can I can't read the writing. I apologize. Can somebody help me? Who signed up for item 3, please? Okay. Looks like Elsa.
She spoke.
Okay. All right. Okay, Mr. Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Once again, we have a situation where somebody discovered after getting a survey done that a sliver of what everybody thought was their property, including themselves, discovered it's not their property. It's in the city right away. And to rectify that, the property owner has gone through the application process, gone to the commission, who has recommended to the council that this is the kind of parcel that should not go to auction, that we should come up with a fair price for transferring the city's rights in that sliver of property to the property owner. There's been a slight change in the square footage. It will be 1,004 square feet, or it's, I'm sorry, a slight change in the legal description, and the final price to be paid is $1,757. That's based on the $1.75 per square foot. I think that's about it, Mr. Mayor and Council.
Thank you. Do we have questions to the Council?
Mayor, I was just going to say, as the council layest on the Planning and Zoning Commission, I move approval of Ordinance 01702, authorizing the sale and transfer of city property located adjacent to 513 F. Bailey Hill, and this would be to Bob and Cindy Bagaro with a price of $1,757.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Carnato.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously.
Mr. Mayor, I just want to say this is the very, very first sale of city property that's gone all the way through under the new expedited process, cutting out an auction, cutting out a second council meeting, and I think delivering a better result for everybody involved.
So. Absolutely. Yes. Yes, for all parties. Thank you. Item number four, discussion of possible approval of a new updated Bisbee Police Department manual. Chief Chavez. We have a number of, we have four people signed up for this. Would you like to hear the chief first and then we'll go from there? Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor, Council, dignitaries. This has been a long time coming. It took a long process to get this rewritten and updated. It's pretty extensive, and there's a lot of material there. But it's been both myself, and my staff have gone through this, made our corrections, our changes. That's been passed along through a consultant, Trident Security Services, Mr. Dan Sabin out of Mesa, and then vetted again through the county attorney, Ms. Owen, spent a lot of time going over this to ensure that it was up to par. And it's pretty good compared to what we had in the past. So I know it's going to take a little time to go through it, but it's I'm happy that we're finally to this point.
Thank you. Questions, Council?
I'm very, very pleased with the work you've done on this. It's certainly been a task that we've been at for some time. I have to confess that I have not had time to read it, and I would like to request, as I've shared with the Chief already, to table this when it comes around to action until later, so that I can read it, and hopefully other citizens likewise can read it. I'm assuming that, the mayor, who has had past police experience, and I very much appreciate that, has reviewed that, and if there's a feeling that we need to adopt this evening for your benefit, I'm willing to do that. But otherwise, I would like, frankly, to have time to read it and digest it. But thank you for your work. This is certainly something we've been striving for a long time, and I know you've been doing this on top of working double shifts and patrolling, so thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else from the council? Thanks, Chief. We'll hear from the public now.
Sure. Thank
for
you.
A minute. Thank you, sir. Donna Pulling.
Thank you, Mayor. Donna Pulling, 708 Tombstone Canyon. And as many of you may know, I was a member of the task force, and one of the things that we were working on with the mental health task force was having a portion of the revised police manual give some specific instructions to police officers as to how to handle a mental health crisis. And I feel that I agree with Councilmember Dunn that I just discovered that this was on the agenda this Thursday. And I think because of the extensive nature of the manual, 300 pages, and especially with the concerns that the Mental Health Task Force had about the proper protocol for police officers to handle these kinds of crises, we have we might need an opportunity to go through this. I know that the Mental Health Task Force did present a recommendation to the council that was worked on through the Simpatico Legal Liaison. That's our local regional behavioral health service agency, which is responsible for the NurseWise response team that comes. And they gave a 10-page mental health response recommendation to be added to the manual, and it has been condensed down to 3 pages. So I think we need to revisit this, and I appreciate the tabling. I think that we can wait an additional 2 weeks since we've already waited so long for the manual. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Pulling. Julie Lebgren. Welcome.
Thank you. My My name is Judy Leckring. I live at 20 Wood Canyon. This will be abbreviated since now I know that the manual, the approval of the manual will be postponed for a couple of weeks. I live at 20 Wood Canyon. Regarding the mental health section part of the manual, I skimmed through it today, and as Ms. Pulling stated, it covers 3.5 pages. A couple of specific points about it. I called Sally Holcomb because I was alarmed myself. I am a lawyer. I read through these pages. I looked at Title 36, which it references, and I found a couple of statements which could be called wrong, if not misleading, that need to be fixed. But when I called Sally Holcomb, who I think everybody is acquainted with, she works with Sympatico now, a very strong advocate for the community and people with mental health issues, she said, there is a new crisis protocol available like this week by Sympatico. And she was very emphatic that the police department or the publisher of the manual work with the first responder liaison of Sympatico. I believe the first responder liaison is named Amy Bevan. She's a former police officer and a mental health professional. I would specifically request, Chief Echave, that your department coordinate on the revision of the section about police interactions with mental health people, that your department coordinate with Sympatico's first responder liaison. Sally Holcomb believed that the manual should specifically incorporate a reference to the crisis manual protocols by Sympatico. And I guess I would also ask that the local branch office of NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Illness, be invited to the table at that meeting with Sympatico and the police department. I'd like to be invited too, because I also have a couple of specific suggestions that are probably best corrected before the manual is published. And just one additional thought. It was run by the county attorney's office. The county attorney's office has a civil division and a criminal division. I know that this was run through the civil division, but it would seem to me prudent to also distribute a copy of the proposed manual to the public defender and see if they are willing to lend their expertise to it. Because an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and I think that they too might have some suggestions that will prevent needless litigation in the future, and time and money.
Thank you. We can talk to Mr. Marsh, and I'll discuss trying to set up a meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you. Susan Lang.
I don't have anything further to add.
Thank you, Susan. Cece DeMilito, did I say that right? I must not have. Not here? Okay. And that's it. Mr. Dunn.
I move we table this to our next regular meeting.
I second.
Those in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Those in favor, just wait. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Thank you. Discussion of possible approval of a memorandum of understanding by and between the city of Bisbee and Palominos Fire District. Chief Mark Bernalai.
Good evening, Mayor, members of council. I'm the Fire Chief Mark Bernalai, and I'd like to introduce Mark Matthews, the Fire Chief of Palominos Fire. what we have before you tonight, we're proposing approval for a per diem firefighter program. The goal of this is to reduce overtime and public safety retirement without reducing the workforce of the fire department. Currently, our fire department is down 4 positions, which makes us use overtime to cover the necessary hours to protect our community. Our minimum staffing requires us to have 5 personnel and 2 ambulances in the city at all times. This allows us to do back-to-back 911 medical calls and have a minimum force to respond a fire call. Because we also do interfacility transfers, we need to have an additional 2 personnel and at least one ambulance available. Presently, we cover these positions with on-call overtime personnel. These firefighters are pre-scheduled for their shifts, take home a support vehicle, and are required to monitor emergency traffic for 24 hours. We pay an on-call employee a minimum of 5 hours, plus all the time they are needed, not to exceed 24 hours in the shift. What this MOU will allow us is to reduce scheduling current Bisbee firefighters for on-call duty and replace them with per diem employees from Palominas Fire. We would pay an EMT $11 an hour and a paramedic $13 an hour. By using the Palominas employees, we will eliminate having to post for job positions for part-time employees, although that's something we may be pursuing at another time, and testing for those positions, background checks, and physicals. The employees would need to be on the schedule for the whole 24-hour shift due to the fluidity and nature of public safety. So overall, this could actually lead to possibly using a few more hours. However, they would be much more economical in the long run. We would not be paying overtime, retirement, or insurance. Also, these employees would use their own personal protective equipment. And since we have automatic aid and an IGA with the Palominas Fire Department already, they have a familiarity with our equipment and our area. At this time, the projected cost savings for the remainder of the fiscal year, if this proposal is accepted and then implemented on March 1st, could possibly be much as $50,000 in reduction in payroll, a 30% reduction in overtime and retirement contribution. Do you have any questions?
Thank you. I might state that, as many know, in campaign mode, I had discussed seven economic points, and this basically is one of those, in which I termed it an ambulance driver program, of which this is an interesting version of that, and is certainly something that I'm in favor of to try. And if we run the numbers on this, the chief provided some numbers, but easily, if you run the numbers, we can save $500 and above per day by going to this program, as long as Chief Matthews has the people over there that are willing to come over and to help us out. So I certainly will be voting in the affirmative. I think this is a very interesting and a very much needed program, and I thank Chief Burnlight, Chief Matthews, and City Manager Marsh for getting together with me to come up with this program. So thank you. Questions from the council? Ms. Klein.
So what do you anticipate this costing the city, roughly?
Well, at this time, it's just going to be a possibility of a few more man hours. Again, right now we have a little more control over the overtime personnel. Because they take a truck home, they only come in when they're needed. People who live out of the area would have to be here on duty for the whole shift. So if there was a day when, and we haven't had one in a very long time, where we did not do any calls, we would have an extra one or two people on the schedule, but at a much reduced rate than what we currently pay now for an overtime employee. And again, It's set up so it doesn't cost us anything. We don't have to go through background checks, fingerprinting, medical physicals, or supply any gear for them to be able to fit right in and take over a position.
But if I could, Chief, as an example, when we talk about overtime and we talk about adding the pension liability as well as the regular EREs, we're going to be talking about $40 an hour. And this would be $11 an hour, so there's quite a bit of savings per hour.
But while they are on shift here, we are paying them, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so then there is a cost associated with having them here. So what is the anticipated, and I know you can't give a firm number, but a rough estimate of what it will cost us, as opposed to maybe the overtime?
We do have... we're looking at approximately an EMT at $11 an hour, a paramedic at $13, so combined we're looking at $12 an hour. And we would look at being paying $288 a day for one employee, an additional $288 for the second, for a total of $576. And as it is right now, with our average overtime, two employees would cost us $1,150. So we are, as the mayor said, saving about more than $500 a day.
Okay, so then is that going to cut out all of our overtime?
This is going to be a new program that we hope to implement, and we'll have growing pains with everything, but we are going to try to pre-schedule it so that we do cut out some of the overtime, or as much as we can, but I don't know that it would eliminate all overtime, plus with our scheduling of 3-4, where we work 3 days on and 4 days off, there is pre-scheduled and guaranteed overtime in that schedule. But not as much as what we're using right now for everything else.
If I might, Chief, also, this is a reciprocal agreement, meaning our people off-duty can go to Palominos, as I understand, also.
Absolutely, and that's part of how the program did develop, was Chief Matthews would be in need. And so the extra revenue that our firefighters earn with overtime, which kind of helps keep them here in Bisbee as we pay sort of a low wage compared to the rest of the county. The overtime picks that up. So taking that away from our guys who've been working so hard was something that was really hard to look at. We have to make hard decisions to keep going here, and this is one of the ones we're going to make. But they'll have the opportunity to stay close to home and work with a familiar department if they so choose.
So a question for Chief Matthews. Generally, what does your overtime run, and how often do you use, what do you anticipate that you may be using our firefighters over there?
Well, on average, we'll probably be looking very similar, but only one a day. And ours varies, too, because we do on-call also, so it'll probably be very similar. We're trying to mirror each other's programs as much as possible. However, we're a little bit smaller on the career staff, so we have four on duty, and then two chief officers. Where over here, it's six and plus an on-call. So we should see the opportunity for folks over here at Bisbee to come over there and work. The struggle that we both face in this county is our folks go work other departments. I'm in the same boat as Chief Burnlight is. They're seeking other avenues to have sources coming in, and we really need to keep them here because we rely on them so much. And it's kind of a reciprocal program, but it helps us with the biggest cost that we both incur, and that's our benefits, PSPRS, and our health benefits and all that. And I might have to say, it cost me $5,000 per employee to hire for the personal protective equipment and the process. So it's a huge reduction, and we're hoping that we don't have to rely on trying to hire reserves like I know Chief Burnlight was looking at, and that really is an enormous cost when you look at how often sometimes you hire somebody and 6 weeks later they're off somewhere else, and that's the frustration that we deal with.
Thank you, sir.
Did I answer Ms. Klein? Your whole?
Any other questions, Council? Do we have a motion? I move.
I move to approve the memorandum of understanding by and between the City of Bisbee and Palominos Fire District.
Second. All those in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
I'm sorry, was that one?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes 6-1. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Councilor.
Thank you, Chief Masters.
Just if I may, in closing, I'd like to extend my invitation to the mayor and all council people, all council members, to come and meet myself, our officers, and firefighters at any time to discuss any area of concern, present any new ideas, and see our department and station. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Discussion of possible approval for the mayor to sign a letter to legislatures opposing HB 2179. A bill that would mandate that city staff and council review every IGA that it is entered into, hold a public hearing on all of them, and vote to affirm them. And the kindest way to say this is that the legislature has put this forward, indicating that, again, we would have to void every IGA that we have, and we would be required to hold public hearings, get public hearing input, et cetera, and that these IGAs would have to be renewed every 8 years. And so I propose that, quite frankly, it's a stupid idea. And so a letter has been drafted. You have a copy of that letter. And I'm asking your permission to sign that letter and to send it to the state legislatures. Do we have any discussion?
Mr. Mayor,
yes, sir, please.
The origins of this bill are as follows. There was Maricopa County had a contract with the county recorder's office, the Maricopa County recorder's office, to run their elections. As you probably know because you read the newspaper, the elections have not gone well in Maricopa County over the last few election cycles. And rather than hone in on that, a particular legislature decided to attack the IGA between Maricopa County and the recorder's office, and that IGA did not have a number of year term in it. And so this is a case where, you know, Maricopa County, you know, sneezes and the rest of us catch a really bad cold, where from one item, the amount of work involved and the staff work just digging up all the IGAs, the amount of council time going through each of them for really nothing whatsoever, it's just shameful. But you do see several of these kinds of legislation coming out of our state legislature. The League of Cities and Towns is fervently opposed to it and actively opposed to it. So is the County Supervisors Association. So is the Arizona Association of Counties. Our local legislators have all been contacted as well on behalf of the county and now on behalf of the city. And I'm glad to see that the city council taking this under consideration. It's not the only thing that you could oppose out of this legislature, believe me. But it is one of the most ridiculous pieces of make-work legislation that we have going.
Thank you, sir. Council? Do we have a motion?
I move to authorize and direct the mayor to sign a letter to legislators opposing HB 2179, a bill that would mandate the city staff and council review every IGA that is entered into, hold a public hearing on all of them, and vote to affirm them, which would be a huge waste of time for staff and the council with no benefit to citizens.
I second it.
Thank you.
Boy, did I get roped into that one.
All those in favor, state by stating aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Number 7, discussion of possible approval of resolution R-17-01. Establishing an entertainment district in Old Bisbee. We do have one speaker, and did you want to discuss this prior to
just very briefly? This is deja vu for most of you. It was brought before the council in a I think it was a work session last fall, so some of you were here and attended that, and you know the rationale for doing it, and you know it's not to put, you know, bars next to churches all over the city. It's to give people the opportunity who are within 300 feet of a church to have the same opportunity to get a license as those who are not within 300 feet of a church in downtown Old Bisbee. And, of course, I always start out these things by saying the entertainment district is not the arts and cultural district. So we're two separate animals here. Anyway, so unless there's some particular questions about it, I think we can head on to the speaker.
Right, and it is important that this is a case-by-case basis. This isn't a carte blanche where every location within 300 feet of a church can become a liquor slinging establishment. This is case by case, and it still has to come to the council. You still have to go to the liquor board and all of those kind of things. So, Mr. Page, would you like to give a short presentation, sir?
My name is Rob Page, Mr. Mayor, Council, distinguished guests. My name is Rob Page. I am a business owner and homeowner in Old Bisbee. I didn't have so much as a statement as more or less to answer questions. But I would reiterate and possibly provide a very short anecdote. 20 years ago, there was a brewery that wanted to open at 2 Queen Plaza, the current location of Bisbee's Table. And he went through all the process. He bought the boilers. He had the great recipes. Lo and behold, he was 299 feet from the front door of the Presbyterian Church, 12 inches, and he was denied a liquor license. Now, for the last 20 years, we've acknowledged that that law exists, but this bill has provided the city the opportunity to look at these situations on a case-by-case basis and determine whether or not 12 inches is going to make a difference to the church and the members of that church. And that's really all I had to say.
Right.
If there's any questions, I'd be happy to ask.
When was that law written? I mean, this is like from do we know how old that law is, even?
The 300 feet law? No, I started to look at it last time, but I think it probably goes back to at least the 40s, the 30s, sometime after Prohibition was repealed.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's churches and schools. Very old. But we dance with who brought you to the prom.
I move to get rid of the law.
Mr. Page, what is the average cost of a liquor license?
It depends on what the liquor license is. The restaurant liquor license that we have is $3,500. A Class 6 liquor license is up for lottery. That could cost as much as $40,000. A Class 7 could cost anywhere from $7,000 to $10,000. There's different kinds of licenses, and they're all different costs. They're also very restrictive. It's very difficult to get one. No prior felonies, fingerprints, the whole nine yards.
The point is that this is not someone who's going to set up a table in the street and sell liquor.
Absolutely not.
Okay. And there's only a certain amount. When we said lottery, it's only a certain amount.
So you do have to find a liquor license before you sell.
Exactly. Thank you, Mr. Page.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the ordinance 0-17-02 authorizing the sale. Oops, wrong yep. one. Let me get the right one. Okay. I move to approve resolution R-1701 establishing an entertainment district in Old Bisbee pursuant to ARS 4-207.
Ms. Coronado, please.
Second.
Thank you. I saw your lips moving. Sorry.
Councilmember Klein?
Nay.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 6-1. City Manager's Report.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I'll be very brief. There are three items that I have. It's showing four, but one is a duplication. One is the Arizona City Managers Association conference I attended for a day and a half. It was an awesome conference. We discussed best practices for policing, city manager and council relations, and also ideas came forth about how city managers can better engage the community. And a major concern of all of us there was this legislation that's being proposed by our state legislators. And as a result of that, the mayor and council and also our attorney have agreed that we would be bringing forward to the mayor and the council those kind of, I'll use the mayor eloquent term, which is appropriate, stupid legislation that comes forth that could affect us fiscally, which the IJ did, and we had one proposed before you tonight that you did approve, and we thank you for that. And I'll be bringing more for your consideration in the future. The second thing that I'd like to mention in my manager report is that we need a few good men and women. We need volunteers. We know that in Bisbee we have a lot of gifted and talented people and professionals who are retired, and we need professionals or persons who are interested in support services that would be clerical, receptionists, administrative assistants. We also need persons to help out who have a background in law enforcement and our police department as well. We're also looking for volunteers for our pool, and we want to make sure that everyone understands that we will do background checks, and particularly those who are going to be working around children. There'll be extensive background checks, fingerprints, and references as well. But if you're interested in that, please give me a call, the city manager's office at 432-6014. That's 432-6014. We really appreciate your help. Lastly, I want to thank the planning committee, who's helped us out a great deal in bringing forth the Sonora Fest, which will be held here in Bisbee, Memorial Holiday weekend. The state of Sonora is partnering with the city of Bisbee to bring a trade show and festival and entertainment and food here in Bisbee, and we're excited about that. We also wanted to mention that this is more than just an event. We believe on behalf of Bisbee that we're making a national statement, and we're changing the narrative in our country for our brothers and sisters across the border, and we're so glad that you're here with us tonight. The delegation that came from Sonora last week with Undersecretary of the Economy, the Director of Export, we had the representative from the governor's office, also from Governor Ducey's office as well, and they toured our city. They came back after their tour with rave reviews regarding our community, so we're looking forward to that continued relationship. And that's all I have for tonight, Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Once again, I would like to thank our friends from Douglas. Thank you so much. Our friends from Cananea, from Naco, from Agua Prieta. Thank you so much for being here with us. And all of the people in the audience, thank you for bearing with us. And with that, do we have a motion?
I move to we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor? Aye. Aye. Opposed? We stand adjourned.
Mr. Hankins will be up.
Could you make it a little